So the topic of this talk is to try to say something on sustainability and future features for a system which allows you to present a three-dimensional material on the web, and this with an attention to application for museums, application for restorations, application for supporting the work of art historians or people who have to work in a group and discuss about an object or a group of objects. Everything is based on WebGL. We have already seen this basic lawyer mentioned several times. It's a piece of software which entered in the market a few years ago, and is the basic layout of many different systems which have been introduced in order to allow people to share three-dimensional material on the web. Here you see just three names, X3DOM, 3DOP, 3JS, but there are many others. If we focus on cultural heritage, we have by sure some challenges which are in some sense peculiar to this domain, are not the main challenges of people willing to do business by selling things on the web and presenting products. We have some specific problems concerning the high resolution a level of geometry that we usually need. The current technologies allow us to acquire highly complex and full of details models which require up to some extent to show up rich geometries, and this could be a problem. So in many cases we have a very good solution based either on a level of detail or multi-resolution which can solve in some sense this problem. We have a huge variability of objects. We can go from, in the example, or in the image that you see here, there is on the right a painting, a Pollock painting, and on the left a facade with many small statues carved on the facade. So you can go from a scale of few centimeters up to a scale of an entire city, if you want. And this creates problems, especially in the interface for navigating the objects. Not all scenes are simple objects that I can rotate in my hand, but in many cases I need some interface which allows me to navigate a space in a less or more complex way. Quality, it's important, it's somehow related to resolution, but not. We have discussed about quality at the end of this morning and during the lunch break. It's an important point, and we should, as much as possible, to preserve the quality of the data while we are putting them on the web. Protection of data, it's felt as an important problem by many people. We still are not in the open data approach. A lot of people is strongly resisting to the idea of distributing everything for free to everybody. That should be the future, in my opinion, but a lot of people is using the brakes against this idea. And in many cases, we have our customers which ask for fully automatic solutions. So I do not want to transform myself into a computer scientist. I want something which is a black box with just a button and makes everything by himself. And this is, in theory, wonderful. In reality, very, very difficult to accomplish. So we have nowadays several solutions. One of the best known is Sketchfab, and this is very similar to what we have in YouTube. So you have a platform which allows to upload a model and to see immediately the model on the web available for anyone I want to share my data. This is a commercial system, so with some pros and cons. I do not have time to analyze them. A non-commercial alternative is some activity that we have done in the Ariadne project. We call it Visual Media Service, and the idea was more or less the same as Sketchfab, allowing art historians, restorers, archaeologists to publish in an automatic manner the 3D model on the web and have the possibility of sharing this model together with colleagues. Another different solution is the one that can be represented by Unity, and now we are more focusing on a gaming approach. So instead of having our focus on the presentation of a single object, as it is in Sketchfab, we are interested here in presenting a scene, maybe composed by many different objects, maybe interacting one with each other, so the example of the Renault factory. This requires completely different technology, completely different data structures, and a game engine platform could be ideal for doing this type of job. There is not just Unity as a commercial solution, but there is also X3DOM, which also considers offers a Shin graph, all the technology required for managing complex scenes. And then we can think to a to some sort of CH-oriented solution, so solution which had been designed thinking explicitly to the cultural heritage domain. The Smithsonian X3D is an example. It's, if you want, something similar to Sketchfab, but designed for an important museum in US, designed by a company, Autodesk, and this is quite good because they have an excellent grasp on technology, but on the other hand, quite bad because it's unclear which are the plans of Autodesk, if this will become a standard product or will be open to the community, how much time they want to extend, extending the characteristic of the system. A non-commercial alternative is 3DHOP that has been developed by my lab. Let me, how many minutes do I have?
You have
already consumed.
No, you have 3 minutes for the 10-minute presentation. So,
just a very, very brief commercial. 3DHOP has been designed in order to be not a single viewer, but a family of different viewers with different layouts, different capabilities, different interaction modes. So, in order to be something more flexible, which allows the user to select the incarnation which fits better his task. So you see here an example of a single model with color, the layout that we designed for presenting a small set of objects, some sort of a gallery of objects. You can choose which one you want, and you have also a field for presenting some information or metadata concerning the single object. There is another incarnation which has been designed in order to show two different objects, in this case an Etruscan helm as it was found, and the second version is a virtually restored object, so you have the possibility to switch from one to the other and to analyze the two objects altogether. We have external users, and we have other things which are under implementation, the possibility of representing a large environment, in this case a piece of Pompeii, a work that we did with Niccolò Dell'Unto. We used the 3DHOP for presenting the story of Pollock paintings, so in this case you are navigating over the surface of a painting. We have used for showing a collection of coins using RTI. We are using for presenting the interactive visualization of the progress of an archaeological excavation, so something similar to what Dell'Unto has presented by using GIS solution. And finally, the possibility of visualizing a cave, so moving inside a very complex geometry, with all the problems related on how to manage navigation. So stop of the commercial. Let me go back on the presentation. So which are the requests, the typical requests of CH community, as Matteo? The typical request of the CH community, at least some of them. as Matteo tried to itemize. Fully automatic publishing. So a lot of people want something which behaves, works very simply in as much as possible automatic way. People do not want to learn computer stuff, and as much software is automatic, better is it. Some functionalities for data analysis. We have already discussed it yesterday. Just to give two examples, measurements and the possibility of producing cut-through sections. Third, the possibility of adding annotations for a real collaborative environment in which I can add annotation, other people can consult the annotation that I have done, correct, change, put, work together to the metadata and knowledge improvement of a data set. And finally, comprehensive metadata description, ontology, whatever, everything you want. If we want to have, for most of these activities, for all of them, for implementing all of them, we do not need just a single application, but we need a client-server mechanism. So you will have something on your laptop that you access with a web browser, but you need a client-server infrastructure on the other side, which allows you to store data. In case of fourth and fifth item, you need some sort of moderation. You need someone in charge of removing improper comments, improper annotations, or someone looking over the data. And you will need also accounts. You should know who has written something, because otherwise it will become a mess. And this is not so easy to implement. You have to define a reasonable data structure, and we discussed about this in many talks in these days. And for the first one, we need a miracle, no? Because it's really complicated. Client-server mechanism. There are a huge number of client-server approaches, so if you need to add information, if the object is not static, is built, is digitized, and that's all. Will remain as it is for an entire life. But if you want to augment it, you need some sort of client-server mechanism and someone who stores the data and manages all the changes that you are adding to this data set. So you need some sort of infrastructure behind the curtains. In this design of infrastructure is highly critical, first to collect requirements, and this is, you probably know better than me, how complicated is it to collect the requirements of users. We need data formats, and we already had a lot of discussion of this. You have to take a decision concerning openness or closeness of the system. So you want to have something which is open to everybody, just open to a subset of experts, something which is moderated or not. And any one of the possible replies means that you need some infrastructure and some people behind, so also some cost. These type of things do not come for free. There should be some control on data quality, both 3D and annotation. It's would be really good to have someone who in some manner puts a quality stamp. We have already discussed it this morning on the quality, certifying in some way the quality of the things that you are seeing. And you should also clear with yourself and with colleagues and reply to the following question. Are you really willing to share data and knowledge with the external world? Because in our experience, this was not the case, unfortunately, in many projects. In many projects, we have been told by the people with whom we worked, please do not distribute the data, do not disclose the data. We are working on these interesting results, but don't publish, don't show up until I have written a book, until I had authorization from someone else, until I will got on retirement. There are different ways, but it's very common to have a delay, a problem in publishing data. And I think also Gabriele had problems with Pompei, no, on exactly this subject. Client-server mechanism, there are two possible approaches. design completely from scratch the architecture of your system. So sit down with the user, with the potential user, define a full-fledged design and then implement. Or the alternative is a bottom-up approach. Start with something, test, try, make modifications, follow the work of the people, highlighting which is working and which is not working, and make modifications. So the first solution is much more complex because the initial design is usually a nightmare, but costs less. The second approach could lead to much better solution, but cost much more, because you will probably have to implement things twice or three times in order to get to a proper solution. So this is a big question mark when you have to do something. You should take into account that web, rather than rendering, web management of 3D data is different from web management on your laptop. There are a number of technical reasons which makes things which are very easy when you are working on your PC quite complicated when you are working on the web, and people should be aware of this. And web rendering in the future, so again, this is Matteo's view. The CH domain is highly complex and full of very different incarnations, very different ways of viewing, of analyzing, of processing data. So it's a complex domain where we need a lot of flexibility. Sometimes there is some resistance to converging towards a solution, a functionality or something. You end up discussing, and never arrive to a point which allows you to implement things. Unfortunately, is definitely until now not able to drive the market. Stop. In the future, I am convinced that sharing data is a real powerful solution, but we should solve the problems, both attitudes of people and technical problems, which are making now very complicated sharing material. Sorry for being longer than expected.
No, it's great.